Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
There was,
Egerton, did you kill someone?
Oh, Lord, you're just gonna throw that out all of a sudden?
I'm sorry! Look at him, he's covered in gore and he's juggling a finger and a toe!
The three of you are standing in front of a replica of a certain Fae village.
Hi, guys! Oh, hi! I'm Egerton. Really? Yeah!
Why can't there just be one Egerton?
It's the alarm! The alarm! It's the alarm!
Why are there planes here?
You see a biplane right on the edge of the village.
Do we know that person?
Like a tank girl kind of outfit, a bunch of belts, and a large wrench. Something seems strangely familiar. Hi, everyone. Moira.
You're a squadron of flying Moiras.
At your service. Where are we at on the keys?
Oh, we have a file.
You have the Whisney Corporate key?
Yes.
Thank whoever is left of the goddesses.
We know we had to go to a certain tree, but then we saw that there was some sort of great army on the beach.
There is. The tree is the Whisney branch of the Central Bank of Balgamar.
I get it. It's a branch.
Okay, sisters. Scramble time. We're taking these three to the Bladivan.
Oh, along the way, would it be possible for me to change into perhaps a Whisney t-shirt? And I'm feeling a little peckish. Maybe pick up some candy corn?
The war camp around the giant tree goes as far as the eye can see. It must be miles deep. And at the edges is the theme park. Still with people with day passes going around and getting on rides. And in the air is a biplane with a really cool looking Moira flying it and signaling and slowly banking and starting to approach for a landing as she shouts over the wind.
Do you still want to go to the mall for food before you recruit?
I'm pretty snacky myself, and I think it would be a good thing to have some nutrition in us.
Also, isn't this the enemy army? I don't think we can recruit from them.
Yeah, I'm banking left. There's a mall right over there. You can get food and your t-shirt you wanted.
I just feel that if we're going to recruit people, me being topless isn't a good look.
Actually, I think it might improve your chances. Winky wink.
Well, the old Moira was certainly a lot less playful.
Darcy's being very quiet. Are you good to go to the mall, Darcy?
I'm not hungry.
What?
I'm not hungry.
What?
I'm landing.
Somehow I heard the sigh.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howie. Episode 61, Help Wanted.
The plane has come to a stop. It's only trashed a few vehicles. And three of you are getting out, and Moira is popping the hood. I guess it's a hood on a plane, and checking the engine. I'm going to work on Betsy here while you guys go get what you need from the mall, and then I'll take you to wherever you need to go to recruit your army. I hope you all have a lot of friends. It's a pretty big army around that tree.
Well,
These two were actually part of a major television production here in the park.
Are you talking about the show where you just got shocked for entertainment?
Shock Kitchen, exactly!
All right, I'm going to work on Betsy here.
All right, everyone, remember, we're in P-22, the biplane on top of the minivans in P-22. I don't want to get lost looking for this thing.
Somehow, I don't think we're going to forget that.
All right, P-22. We'll see. We'll see, won't we, Blatt?
Whether we forget that we landed a biplane on top of two minivans?
In lot P-22, yes.
I don't think there will be another one in this lot. I can actually, see another one over there.
Yeah?
Son of a Loxon. Okay, we're the one in P-22.
Thank you. Now let's get inside and find some friends.
Now, I don't have any Wisney credits. Do you still have any of those old train tickets that maybe I could barter to get a shirt?
I actually used all of those to get new ingredients for fairy cakes.
You traded train tickets to get ingredients for fairy cakes. And also, I thought we were done making the fairy cakes after the,
I don't know what you're talking about, but I think the decision was that we were going to try fairy pies, which are structurally very similar to fairy cakes. So I still need the sugars and I still need the batters and all of the other things that go into it. And just a different kind of crusty shell. It's flaky. You want it flaky is the key.
Fairy pie.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got Wisney flaky pie crust with my train tickets.
I'm hoping it just rolls off the tongue as easy. Fairy pie.
Fairy 3.14.
Oh, Betsy's looking good. Oh, you're all still down there. I'll hop down. Sorry again for the van, sir. All right, well, what's going on? I thought you were all going to go on in and get some t-shirts and some food.
It takes us a long time to achieve anything.
That checks.
I think we can probably get that on a t-shirt inside. But we're a little short maybe on Wisney credits.
No, I don't have any.
You don't have any.
I do have a bunch of day passes. Maybe you can barter those.
That's good. Yeah. We can barter with those. Great.
Some from this pocket. Wait. Here's another. No, here's another.
These are 30? Several.
Wait,
wow.
Oh, my backpack. Okay, dumping it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, that's a lot of day passes. How did you get so many day passes?
One of the Moiras works in the factory.
Really?
Interesting.
Day passes.
Interesting. Day passes. Okay. Well, this is about all that I can carry. I'm hoping that's good for one t-shirt just to keep everything covered up. Day pass?
I don't think I'll need one.
You can trade it in for something to eat, maybe, or...
I'm not hungry. I don't understand how you guys are worried about t-shirts and food when we're about to fight, apparently, a huge war. You know, we could just die. There's a likelihood everyone else will die. And all you're worried about is getting a, hey, I went to Wisney and all I got was this stinking t-shirt.
Do you think you have one of those? Do you
I
think
hope so.
Have? Oh.
Maybe with the rat ears on it.
Oh, that would be good. Mm-hmm. That would be good mm-hmm. call. Good call, Darcy. All right.
Do you see what I deal with, Moira, too?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Is that a Loxon symbol?
Yes.
Have you felt anything on it?
I can't say I felt anything recently, no.
Hmm. All right, it's just hopeful with the tree here. It's some of the Moiras think, maybe with the tree here as a source of power for Loxon and also, the Dark One, that maybe there's a chance some of the goddesses survived, but oh well. Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. I have some sandwiches in the plane if you want.
Ooh, I could go for a sandwich.
Not for you. Go to the mall. It's over there. Take some of those.
Okay.
Go. Just go.
All right, I'm going. I'll go check it out. Go check out the mall by myself. I can do
you
that.
You too, Sexy. Go on.
I'm already going.
Oh, doy.
See? You can hear it. Just listen.
One dimension, and that's all.
It really gets in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like I think there's one spot where they're playing it all the time, but they're just friends.
If we get in the cockpit, we won't be able to hear them.
You can always hear them. They're always in my head.
Oh, sir, so you've tried on all the t-shirts. Can I help you at all?
Well,
maybe try one of the other ones on that you've rejected.
It's the problem is you need a lot of space in the back for the wings. But yeah, then if there's a lot of space back there, it becomes very flappy in the front.
I got you. You know, maybe you should try one of the other stores. Maybe they have something a little more fitting for you.
I would try that. It's just that I've got some friends in a plane outside, and they're telling me I need to.
I gotta start, like, you know, refolding all these. And
I'm terribly sorry. Yes, the refolding. Well, listen. I guess I'll just settle up with this one. Now, I don't have any credit.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me!
But, if you could just keep your voice down.
Keep my voice down? You spent an hour in here!
Just a moment. I have day passes.
We all have day passes.
No, I have a lot of day passes.
Don't pull that out here.
I'm telling you.
Why don't you go to the dressing room? I'll give you the shirt you want and these other shirts. You could just leave something in those other shirts in the dressing room.
Oh, I get you. So that's where I'm going to be.
Okay.
Ooh, maybe I can get two shirts out of this situation.
Hey.
So just the one then.
Don't push it, okay? Oh,
okay, all right. Very good.
So, which of our refreshments would you like, sir?
It's hard to choose because they all look so good.
They do.
Could you tell me about this one?
This one here?
Yeah.
The chocolate sprinkles one?
Chocolate sprinkles. It just looks so tasty.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's chocolate sprinkles on a chocolate base.
Excuse me, I'm in a rush. Are you almost done?
Yeah, I'm just getting some information. Sorry, I'll be a moment.
It's cool.
And what about this one?
That's peppermint.
Okay.
Peppermint sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. And then this one?
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Vanilla sprinkles.
With sprinkles. Okay, mm-hmm. And then
ginger.
This. Ginger.
Ginger. Cardamom. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you've done this a few times. Can you just pick one?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a focus thing for me. So can we just...
Ask me to do them in alphabetical order last time, sir.
But what
so
if we do
you are taking up some time.
What if we do it by pH balance instead? Maybe that'll help me.
We haven't diagnosed that yet.
Oh, that's it. I'm going to Pineapple Julius.
Oh.
I'm out of here.
Oh, dear.
That's okay. He don't want customers like that person who just has endless amounts of money and
so efficient and quick in
his
transaction.
That's no
Why
fun.
Why would we want that?
No, you want to delve into it. Okay, so let's talk viscosity.
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 You know, what we sell here, sir, is happiness.
Happiness.
That's why there's so many sprinkles on everything, and it takes me 8 hours to put all those sprinkles on, starting at 5:30 a.m.
That sounds like a lot of work.
So would you just like some happiness?
Can you show me what the happiness looks like?
The chocolate sprinkles?
Those look like chocolate sprinkles.
It represents happiness.
Okay, so it's a representative happiness, not a true, like, isolinear happiness.
Well, I think the isolinear happiness happens on the rides.
On the rides.
Yeah, and this is the metaphorical happiness.
This is metaphorical.
Here in the treats.
Okay, so if I want a metaphorical happiness,
mm-hmm.
could you tell me more about this first one?
The chocolate.
Yes.
With the sprinkles.
Yes, can you tell me more about the chocolate with sprinkles metaphorical happiness?
It's chocolate, so it always makes people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've cinched it at the front, which allows the shirt to fit, but I'm worried I look a little bit like a teenage girl.
Hey, sir, psst.
Yes, excuse me?
Large demon guy talking to yourself.
I was actually talking to my friend here who is taking up all the time here at the dessert cart.
Well, it's anticipation is really the sweetest flavor of them all.
Right. They just told us we got to hurry up. And just a second, this guy over here seems
this
to want something.
Guy?
The mysterious guy,
oh, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, hey, are you looking to buy?
Well, I have the shirt, and my friend here was getting something to eat.
It's not for him. I got an offer for you. You look like a smart guy, but are you looking to buy?
Again, I got the shirt.
Gerald, can you take your shady dealings elsewhere, please? I have a line.
Yeah, right, Cheryl. Look, I got 1 day passes, 1 week passes, month passes.
Oh, passes. Yeah, I've got a lot of passes.
What?
You see, I'm not sure what the denominations are.
Son of a...
One day.
You could have told me, Cheryl.
One day.
I didn't know. He's
Ooh, this one
says
this
is mine. Hey, get your own. Get your own. This is where I work.
Well, this is mine. These are mine.
Yeah,
that were
get your own
to
space.
Me.
Take your friend. And, this is where I work. And Cheryl, this is where Cheryl.
Gerald, I'm trying to sell happiness. Could you stop just displaying your day passes for all the children to see?
All right.
So, Eggsy, have you got something to eat?
Yes, I'm just about to make my decision. Could you just tell me a bit more about this chocolate with sprinkles? What vintage is it?
I don't know what you mean by vintage.
Well, it's how long has it been
this
fermenting
morning?
For?
This morning it was
that's
made.
That's very new.
It's new.
Fresh.
Yes,
that's
isn't
good.
That what you would like?
Well, sometimes you want a fermented,
do you?
Slightly viscous chocolate with sprinkles.
Really?
And sometimes what you want is a less viscous, slightly sour vanilla with sprinkles. But if you twirl them together, do you know what you get?
I don't.
A swirl. Do you have a swirler back there?
We don't have a swirler.
You don't have a swirler.
Buddy, again, yeah. I'm dressed like I'm literally a 15-year-old girl. We're having to make a few sacrifices here, so maybe just pick a meal that isn't 100% perfect, and then we could just be on our way.
Okay, I need you to close that silly mouth of yours and never say that to me again, because there is no such thing as an imperfect meal. They're all perfect in their own way.
Well, then so then you should purchase one.
Doesn't matter what you order then if it's going to be perfect.
Well, it's going to be perfect for that specific meal. I just don't know if that's the one I want or will fully enjoy.
They've been in there a long time, huh?
Yeah, this is what they do. They drag their feet. They're probably in there having some stupid conversation like Ayrton's going on about, oh, if only I could find some information for fairy cakes, I'll get some fairy cakes. And Blatt's probably saying, Egerton, you're a stupid idiot. Why are we having fairy cakes? And they'll just go on and on like that forever. And I'm tired. I'm tired of having to move them along because that's always what I do. So we're just going to sit here. We're just going to sit here and wait. It could be hours. It could be days.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I was having a hard time choosing, so I got one of each.
Okay.
There was a guy with passes, and then when I said I wanted to pay for his treats with passes, he got very upset, and he struck me.
Wow.
Yeah, there was actual little birds flying around Blatt's head. I've never seen that before outside of a fae village.
But you're back. You're ready to go.
Well, I'm having problems opening this eye, but other than that, yes, I'm ready to go. Does this make me look like a teenage girl who's recently been beaten up?
Yes.
Fantastic! We're on our way!
Can I borrow a scrunchie, Blatt?
I don't have a scrunchie. I don't even have long hair!
Okay. What's up first? Where are we going? For your recruiting efforts.
Oh.
Definitely not the guy who just struck me. I don't think he'd be into helping us.
Yeah, it was Gerald. We can, if we have a Gerald on the list, we should probably cross that off.
Okay, well, we're leaving the mall, so
okay.
I think
yeah, but
we're
I'm saying
safe.
We don't need to come back if Gerald's on the list. We don't need to come back to get Gerald. So if he's on the list, you should cross him off.
Yeah, I can sort of see why some of the Morias are a little, you know, like, really? These are the three.
It's pretty surprising that the three brilliant people that we are all got together, yeah.
Yeah, really surprising. What did you say, Darcy? Really surprising, huh?
Very, very surprising.
Okay, so where's first on the list? Let's get old Betsy up in the air. It's going to be a hard lift. We're coming right off the van here.
Also not Cheryl.
Right. Okay, so I need a positive, like a...
Wait, weren't we going to go find the Bladivan?
Yeah!
Yeah, we'll serve that van, but I thought, you know, before we go to the Bladivan, maybe we should start some recruiting. You know?
Oh, our friends! Yeah, we were going
to
look
people
for friends.
People may need a little time to
How
assemble.
How do we find our friends? Aren't we in some weird Wisney multi-single verse
yep.
here?
So, let us just get this thing in the air. Here we go! It's going to be a hard lift! Okay, so if you look over to your right, you'll see there's a big pirate ship floating in the air. We got Italy land. Is that Italy land? It sort of looks a little like Mexico land, but I think it's Italy land. There's a bunch of, like, weird frog people all around. They're in a circle around a fire. Look, there's a train. That looks like a little village out of Ireland. There's a soup. Wow, they sell soup. I didn't know they sold soup here. You know, there's just, like, a lot of really places, like, anywhere you could think of. Like, oh, look, there's the museum from Balgamar. Didn't you start there, Darcy?
Yes, I did.
So, you know, anything you can think of, we can stop in.
Well, those look like the Slod down there, don't they?
The Slod are our old friends.
They would
help frogs.
Us.
The frog people.
Well, the Slod people.
The Slod
oh, sorry.
People.
You mean to... Okay.
It's very strange that this section of the park just seems to be filled with stuff that's a variation on things that we've seen and places that we've gone.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Because, you see, Wisney was trying to stop you. So he was trying to suck up all the places you went. So we may have sent you on a few errands just to buy us more time in other universes and dimensions. Sorry about that.
Isn't that funny?
But look,
what?
You got there in the end. And now you got a squadron of Moiras ready to help you out.
The ironic thing is, we're going to be going to places where we've been, but the people there may not know us. Because they're the alternate versions of those people.
Yeah, there might be some confusion, but they probably know some version of you.
That's true.
Todd, we don't know who you are.
We were just sitting here eating our sandwiches without mustard. And then you walk up and expect us to just get on board with you?
Well, see, we know alternate versions of you from another reality, so we were hoping that maybe you knew alternate versions of us from that reality.
So are you the a**hole that gave the mustard to the alternate versions of us, but not us? Because our sandwiches are really sad.
They're very dry.
One of us did provide mustard, yes.
I think there's probably enough mustard for all of you, though, if you...
Oh, you're going to offer it now. It's a little late. It would have been nice if you offered that before being guilted into it.
What if instead of mustard, I give you these slightly more viscous drinks that I got from the mall?
Drinks?
Yeah, there's all kinds of flavors, like cinnamon and cardamom, and, well, there's not much chocolate left, and virtually no vanilla. It wasn't very good anyway.
If you have a flavor called happiness, maybe.
You know what? They all have happiness in them.
All right, hold on. Assemble the circle.
Okay, everybody, get in the circle. Sit down for circle.
Yeah, circle. Okay.
Circle, okay.
Okay, hold on.
So if we get the disease, and they're very good, we freeze them, we can make them into more things.
No, that's not what you're talking about. This is the fifth time these three have come to us with some insane scheme.
Yeah, well, I know we said we were going to pretend we've never seen them before to try and get more stuff off of them, but, you know...
I want to know what happiness tastes like.
Okay, George. George is a vote for happiness.
This is what happens. I'm one of those why the happiness too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, he just says it. He could say, here, look, here's a rock. It has happiness in it. Why don't you taste it?
Maybe it does have happiness. Why don't you taste it and find out?
Well, let's give it to George.
Okay, George, try this rock. Do you feel happy, though?
No, wait.
No.
Wait. Oh. There's a song that says, happiness hurts.
There is a song that says, happiness hurts. Why don't you sing it for us?
I don't think I remember it.
I'm pretty sure you do. You sang it last night.
Oh, you know. Oh, happiness, it hurts.
That was pretty good. Thanks, good. Okay.
Okay, so maybe it is happiness in the drinks.
Well, I think the only way to find out is to try the drink.
It's not in the rock. It's not.
Do we have any dentists?
I'm in a lot of pain. All I wanted to do is taste happiness. Someone help me.
Okay, well, you got some frog people now. That's a good sign. Right, Darcy?
Yeah, I mean, I hope they'll be good warriors. I'm not sure.
But don't you remember that time that Platt bought them and it was very, very close?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know, it's a start. A good start, right? Good start. You got a yes.
Did you see all the blood that was coming out of that one guy's mouth, though?
It looked like he bit a rock or something.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea. That seems insane. Even
Egerton, you've done that about 8 times.
Okay, but the difference is I thought they might be cake.
Well, that's probably what he thought.
He thought they were cake. Do you think they have cake? Can we go back and see if they have cake?
Rock cake!
Rock cake!
Rock cake!
Rock cake!
Wow, you were so right, Darcy. Okay, where's next? Where do you want to stop?
I'm sorry, is there a bathroom around here that maybe we could try real quick?
Is someone mumbling back there, Darcy?
I can't hear anything.
Just a quick pit stop. I should have gone during the t-shirt buying expedition, but I was struck in the face.
Are you saying you need to go to the bathroom, Black?
Yes, I'm saying, could I please go to the bathroom? I was afraid to go where the guy assaulted me.
You should have gone before we left.
He struck me in the face.
You had every opportunity to go where we were.
Oh, well, there's the town of Paradox. Why don't we stop there? They probably have some bathrooms. Well, the Nexus did.
Paradox?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you opened the apple and let the shattering in and destroyed and killed everything?
I don't.
I remember it very clearly
because
I was there and you thought you were going to help, but you actually made a terrible, terrible time and life-altering mistake, the guilt of which probably will rack your soul until your dying breath.
Do you remember the person goo that was just all over you?
Landing!
Mm-hmm. Oh, setting up the stall. Another bad day of sales, I'm sure. Apple, the one peach I have.
Hello. I was wondering two quick things. Number one, would you like to join our army? Number two, do you have a bathroom I might be able to use?
Martha? Martha?
Yes?
Lock the door.
Why? You have to sell the peach.
The three are back.
The three?
They're back.
So, you know alternate versions
please
of us.
Please don't hurt us! Please, don't destroy my house!
No, we're not looking to hurt anybody. We just really, at this point...
Wait, open the door, Martha! Open the door!
Oh, I'm taking that peach!
Okay, close the door, Martha! Close the door!
Closing the door!
I didn't want your peach. I'm not here for a peach. So that's a no on the bathroom!
Hey, Vlad, I just peed into the waterfalls. You should try that.
Forget it. I'll just go against their house.
Well, they can't all be winners, you know. You gotta strike out a little bit. Here, let's bank this way. I don't know. You wanted to use a bathroom. Why don't we go to Italy land, even though it says it's Mexico land now?
Really? They changed it. I didn't realize that Mexico land was the old Italy land. Well, the reason they changed was because of a suggestion that I made. So maybe they'll be so happy, they'll be willing to join our army. Maybe we should try recruiting them.
Okay. Sure thing, buddy. Okay, landed the plane.
Would you like to try a burrito? They're, Mexican, I guess.
Hey, what are you doing out?
What?
I'm in the front. Get in the back.
I wanted to be in the front.
Get in the back.
You always make me go in the back.
Let's not get into our sexual preferences and just get in the kitchen.
Fine.
Gentlemen?
What? Is that the guy that... He came out that one time when we...
He stiffed us!
Yeah.
Get him!
You
can run and not pay?
No, I have day passes. I have to take as many day passes as you want.
That's a lot of day passes.
Let's get those inside.
Drag him inside. Drag him.
All right, so what do you want? We've got your day passes. We won't get you, I guess.
Fellas, hasn't your business been doing better?
Weren't you with someone nice when you were here?
Yes. They're outside.
Oh, wow, you're still together? I lost it. Here's, give me two passes. You're right. They broke up.
What? No, we weren't ever together. Never mind.
Wait, they weren't ever together?
Wait, hold on. Okay, we need to clarify this. Yeah. No, hold. You're
no, I
together.
Think I get the
passes
like,
back. You, no, wait, hold on. So it's not that you're not in a couple, but you're together, right? Like, you two go in the kitchen together, right? You know what I'm saying?
Go into the kitchen.
You go into the kitchen together. Yeah, you bang
some
pots and pans.
You go into the vegetable drawer. You both reach into the vegetable drawer at the same time.
Yeah, you know, she's looking for an apple. You're looking for a banana. You know what we're saying. Those are fruits, but, you know, same thing.
We've eaten together, if that's what you're intimating.
Okay, yeah, all right. I told you.
Eating in the kitchen. Okay, yeah,
I'm keeping those day passes.
Yeah, all right, fine. All right, what do you want?
Well, we were wondering if perhaps you'd like to join our army against evil?
Hold on, wait a second. Join an army? Wait. What benefits you got?
Well, you took all my passes.
Do you have dental?
Well, how about this? If this park that you worked in became less evil, maybe they'd offer you dental.
That's a pretty good point. We could use the dental.
No. We need like a short thing. Okay, so no dental. What about time off?
Oh, time off. Lou time.
Yeah, Lou time. Lou what time. About Lou time?
Well, if you came with me right now, you wouldn't have to finish your shift here.
Done. Okay.
All right,
yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, hang it up.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Off we go to war.
Woo-hoo!
So is this stuff better than the noodle food?
It's the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
We use the burrito machine instead of the spaghetti machine, but it's the same paste. We just form it differently.
That's very disappointing. Okay, off we go!
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time at Other Bothers. Hey, it's Eli here with the announcements for the anti-penultimate episode of this arc. Hope you're all having a good summer, or winter, as the case may be. It's July now, and yes, that means that in just a couple weeks, Sean and Christy and the whole cast of Civilized will be back on stage at the Hamilton Fringe Festival here in Hamilton, Ontario. Special guests to include Carter Siddle and Michael Howie. Check the schedule for details. It's going to be improvised sci-fi comedy mayhem, and I'll be there doing live sound. We hope you can make it. Civilized Live runs July 20th through 30th, 2023. For tickets and other details, just go to civilizedpod.com/live. Time for shoutouts to our long-running Patreon patrons, including some superstars this week. Thanks and much love to Kiara, to Kayla, Claire Denham, hey, the fabulous Amy Johnson, Silent Umbra, Ruben Nelson, Jonathan Bell, Susan Wolber, and Ren, our stalwart supporting producer. Thank you so much to them and to all our supporters on Patreon. And thank you, yes, you, for listening. Bye for now.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hello? Hello, is anyone here? I've got your stupor order.
Yes! You have the order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like, do you...
That is my order, then. You do not have someone else's order.
I don't... I can't really read the label that clearly. It looks sort of like a C? Or is that a...
Yes, C is correct.
C-U... No, C-E-N...
C-E-N, yes.
Centaur? Are you centaur?
No, I am not a centaur.
You're not
my
a
legs are my own and do not belong to that of another species.
I don't think that's what a centaur is, but let's keep going. I've learned to just roll with those waves from the older delivery people. Centurion?
Centurion is
that's,
correct.
That's right.
Yes,
okay,
I
well,
am
yeah,
the centurion,
okay,
yes.
Do you want to just come down a bit and I can give you the
no,
bag?
No, I have to stay up here on my parapet and guard this building against the invaders that are sure to come. But I'm glad you have my order.
So
hurl my order. Hurl my order upwards.
You're 20 stories up.
Hurl it. It's my fault that the app has presented a weakling to me with my order.
Okay, I don't think I'm weak. I just pedaled all the way over here.
Oh, so then hurl it with your legs.
I can't
Put
do
it
that.
Between your feet. And launch it like a catapult mightily into the air. I will snatch it. Snatch it, for I am very hungry.
But that's not how the human body works.
Are you a centaur?
No, I'm a human.
That is why your legs are so much more powerful than the rest of you, and why you confuse me for a centaur, because you are a centaur.
No, it's because I'm on the bike all the time, and it's really good cardio, actually. My heart health
is... So you are not part animal, you are part bicycle.
What?
You are
some sort
of bad machine hybrid.
That's actually...
You are the way of the future, my friend,
but
I salute you.
I've...
Now, I am very hungry. You do not probably need to eat, because you are a half-robot.
Well, I actually stopped
But if you hurl... Hurl it into the air! I will snatch it in my mighty hand.
Okay, so...
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi. What?
Sorry, are you here with the Centurion's Order?
Yes, I am.
Yes, would you like to use the Elevatron?
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'll use the Elevatron.
Okay, yeah. He gives a hard time to all the new new delivery.
It was funny. So I'll just... You can use your card and I'll step in.
Yeah. Okay. You need to take it up.
Okay. So I'll just get in. Mr. Centurion.
Wait. I cannot talk to you. I'm trying to talk to the person down here below, but I see that they have vanished.
Where did they go?
They were talking to that woman.
Yeah, that's
me. Where did they go?
I've got your food.
You've got my food.
Yes.
You've got my food. So that person gave it to you? Who are you living in my Elevatron my food
from
the people that come because of the app?
Do you control the music?
Did you see him? He's half bicycle, you know.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting. Okay, wait, half bicycle? Like, which half?
The bottom half, obviously. What, you want a bicycle for a head?
Well, that's
how
what I was wondering.
How would you get around in life?
I don't know.
People will say, excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the symphony? And it would just be a wheel spinning.
Very complicated, but I've got a... Okay, so I'm going to maybe just leave the food on the ground here for you.
Yes, leave it there.
Yeah, let's keep a bit of distance.
I'm guarding the parapet.
The parapet is well guarded.
Yes.
There's a coupon in there.
A coupon!
Yeah, if on your next order you really want to support some local thespians, you can go to otherbothers.com and click on the Patreon link. You get access to a Discord, special episodes, early things. It's really awesome and helps support the show.
Thespians. Oh, I think there are many of them in this park.
Yeah, there are, actually.
They are dressed like other animals, you see.
Well, they're way costumes.
Animals that are used in children's entertainment.
I think it's twisted. All families,
it's twisted.
I'd say.
It's not of this earth. Being a person in a costume inside of a costume.
How many
costumes are underneath there?
I don't think there's any.
They have their clothes, but then they have the clothes of a cartoon character, and they're wearing the cartoon character's flesh.
No, Wait, are you the one who's been chopping off people's heads?
I'm guarding the parapet at all costs! Centurion.
I think it was brilliant.
How did I get in this park?
Hey, Darcy, while they're in there, look, I know it sometimes feels like you're just up against this never-ending wall, but we sent a lot of your teams in.
Do you mean us?
Well,
alternate uses?
Yeah, right? Look at this fleet of Moiras, and this is just the ones who survived. Every universe, every metaverse sent the team of three in. You're the only team of three that's made it this far.
We're your last hope?
Yeah, well, maybe don't say it like that.
Have you met Blatt and Egerton?
More times.
But I mean this Blatt and Egerton?
Trust me, there's worse Blatts and worse Egertons. And... there's a lot worse Darcy's.
Wow.
And I think you're the linchpin. When Darcy gives up, that's it.
I don't know really how I can help.
All right, I convinced two guys at this restaurant to meet us there by the beach once we've amassed our army. So that's two more. How many more people do you think we need?
1,732.
So we got, what, like two people?
That two. Yeah.
And the slot.
The 12 slot. The slot. 12 slot.
So that's 14.
No.
At a,
no, no, I've already taken that into account.
Oh, okay. So oh, we need... I know where we can go.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, let's. But
before we go anywhere, Blatt.
Uh huh.
Did you use the little boy's room?
I did that before. I'm fine, thank you.
We're not stopping this plane.
All right, I'll go again.
Okay, Z, tell us where we're going.
So you see down that you see the pirate ship anchored off that little sea shanty down there?
Yep. Yeah, we've been circling it for a while.
Okay, but do you see it?
Yes, Egerton, I see it.
Okay, we need to be there, but we're up here. How can you resolve that? I don't understand the physics.
Aye, Captain.
General.
General Captain, and landing on a ship. This is going to be fun. Hold tight.
Yarr. What be thee doing upon our ship?
Hi. My name's Darcy, and we're going to be fighting a big battle against...
A battle!
Yeah.
For booty.
Absolutely. I'm sure will be booty. And we thought maybe you should come along and be part of the action, and your parrot.
We do like the booty, me and the parrot here.
And hopefully your other mates over there.
Yeah, well, it's mostly about me and Samantha. We're in charge.
But we're going to need a lot of help.
Well, yes, but of course we are the leaders of the pirates here, me and Samantha.
Of course. And that makes sense.
Yeah, we are the pirate king and pirate queen, as it were.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely.
Samantha? See, Samantha knows.
Yes.
So what's this booty that we are going to be questing after?
Well, it's treasure.
Treasure, doubloons.
Doubloons.
Gold doubloons.
Triploons.
A treasury, you could say.
Oh, hey. A treasury. That's
the queen's treasure chest.
It could be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of... enemies to fight through together.
Enemies that we need to stab.
And swab the deck with.
We don't do the swabbing, me and Samantha. We've got lower level pirates.
Oh,
good. They're intern pirates. They do the swabbing.
Pirate minions.
So they. Samantha.
Excellent. We'll need many minions. Many minions.
Well, we've got many of those.
Excellent.
As long as we don't need to pay them.
No.
Excellent. Just the experience will do.
That's right.
Yeah, pirate interns. Experience is more important than doubloons.
Samantha is very wise.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She really is.
She took the Wisney management course and has really used it to fight back.
Streaming is the new theatrical.
See? I don't even know what that is.
Do you think he knows booty is a big butt?
I don't know, as long as he joins our side.
Yeah, okay, sorry, I'm not bothering.
I would think you have a lot more ships as well that you could...
Nope, just the one.
Just the one?
Yeah, there's 352 pirates, one ship, me and Samantha in charge.
Explains the smell.
Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't even stay afloat. There's so many pirates on one ship. That's,
It's impressive. They stack themselves vertically. Well, they lay down horizontally and then stack vertically.
Well, that means that they're really good at taking orders, I would think.
Oh, they're the best at taking orders. My pirate minions and unpaid interns. We put them through the ringer, don't we, Samantha?
Yeah, booty has more than one meaning. Colloquialism.
I'm starting to like the parrot.
Well, usually I might have some issues with how you run your organization here.
You have issues with my organization? Who are you?
I'm nobody.
What, are you from the other side of the Wisney Park? You're off on the west coast?
No, not at all. No.
You're going to hug a tree and tell me not to slaughter innocent people and pillage?
I would never do that.
Good. Then we're on the same page,
okay.
You and me.
All right.
You west coast thing that you are, you're a person, I guess.
I am indeed a person, and we are going to a tree.
A tree!
Yeah, we may not hug it, but we're going to see a tree.
Are you okay with that, though? That won't be difficult for you?
No, I think I'll be okay.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I do smell granola.
I did have that for breakfast.
Yes, I know you did. Hmm. Me and Samantha, we know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Ah, crackers!
Well, and crackers. Samantha likes crackers. Do you have any crackers?
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay, she can probably smell the... If you wouldn't mind giving her a cracker.
What's it worth for you?
Well,
seeing as you're a capitalistic type? Big, strong?
I am big and strong.
Capitalistic?
It's mostly that Samantha's claws start to really dig in, though.
Oh, look, I'm just dangling it right here.
Why are you doing that?
Cracker.
It's tantalizing. Oh, no.
Sexual tension.
Oh, geez. Okay, she's gripping me and you're dangling that and all... Okay, this is becoming the thing I said that I would only ask to do if we win all of the booty, but now I think it's happening anyway. Okay, keep dangling it. Can you raise it a little?
There,
raise the cracker. Oh, okay, yeah. That's a good cracker. Okay, Samantha, when I say bite the cracker, you bite the cracker and bear down with your claws.
Here,
let me take Samantha off your shoulder. What a pretty bird.
That's my.
What a pretty bird.
I don't know how I feel about this now.
Well, I just want to make sure you don't have any problems working for a granola West Coaster.
Well, I don't have problems working for them so long as I can maybe have some granola too. Secretly, I've always just wanted to hug a tree and have granola, but it's not the pirate's way.
I think we've come to an agreement here.
The park is a melting pot!
Okay, I think we got time for one more. Where do you want to recruit next, everyone?
Well, I do remember that there was like a league of animals that were really supportive of Darcy when we were in that mountain before we got here.
Oh, yeah, they're already taken care of. they're camped out already.
Well, there
you can
are.
See Snowball down there. I would tell you, Snowball will not shut up about you, Darcy. Really, really impressed.
Well, we did get kind of close, yeah.
Also doesn't stop talking about the other two idiots, but, you know...
I wonder who they are.
It's very uncomfortable to know that Snowball has such a low opinion of people that we've probably met and spent time with.
That's embarrassing for them.
Very.
So where's next?
Well, I gave a suggestion and you went the other way and said no about it, which my understanding...
I didn't say no.
You said that you already did it, which is not
yes
and.
Well, I said if you want to go visit the people
and,
that have already committed,
them.
Then I'm happy to take you there.
Maybe we can buzz them and wave and
okay,
rally the troops.
We're going to buzz. We're going to do a flyby, everyone.
All right.
And 3, 2, 1.
Hey! That's funny. Snowball just started waving at me with just one finger.
Ah, weird.
Odd dragon culture.
Wait, wasn't there that... Remember that train conductor? And how maybe they could come with a whole train of people who could help us? What about that?
That's a great idea. And look, I could look down and I can see the trains parked outside of that little cabin with smoke coming out the chimney. As if something's
that's
being...
Oh, Antarctica land.
Oh, yeah.
All right, take you down there.
Oh, God. Is it you again?
It's me again!
No.
How you doing, Rita?
I would rather not have you here in Penguin Land.
What?
You created a lot of problems for me last week.
I didn't create the problems. I was a symptom of a greater problem. I think we can all agree.
I absolutely agree.
Okay, so I'm not the problem. Something else is the problem. And let me tell you about an exciting penguin-based opportunity ahead of you.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered how good penguins would be in an time-ending battle for good and evil?
I have never wondered that.
Well, you're about to find out, because let me tell you, we need your penguin army and you, Rita, to join our bigger army, of which I am the general, and fight to the end to find keys or something. I'm not really sure why we're doing this anymore. But we need you. We have to have you and the penguins.
Wait a minute. So... Is this some sort of Wisney event? Is that it? They want us at the fireworks display?
No, there might be fireworks, but no, this is against Wisney. We're opposing Wisney. We're going to bring down Wisney.
Interesting. But I can't endanger my penguins.
Well, they won't be in any danger at all. What we'll probably do is use them as frontline soldiers. And no harm will come to them, I'm sure.
I absolutely cannot endanger these penguins. They're like my own children.
Oh, what? Okay, I've got a new idea. What if there are, like, logistics officers on the supply line, and they're bringing in mustard and sprinkles and stuff? That way they're out of danger, but they're still helping.
So they're a supply line?
Yeah, there are supply penguins.
Well, we're still not going to use them. For that, we'll use the war penguins. I've got 300 of them.
That's surprisingly convenient.
Well, you know, I thought someday this might come, and I have always taught my penguins you've got to be ready to fight for your freedom.
Yeah, and look at them break down those firearms and reassemble them with blindfolds. That's impressive.
And they always look so handsome while doing it, don't they?
They do. They've got great posture.
They do.
Yeah, they are positively postured penguins.
Yes. Now, you said you're the general?
I'm the general.
The general help?
No, I'm the leader of the army.
The general... dog's body that does all the other jobs for the army?
No, I don't have my hat on. That's probably why it's confusing for you. I'm going to get a hat on the way there. But,
okay, you're the haberdashery. You're the...
Yes, haberdashery. That's right.
You
that sounds right.
The hats. Okay.
I wear the hat. Right. That makes me the general. I'm in charge, yes.
The general haberdasher. Okay. All right, I can accept that. Yes. And then, so when we get there, you can take me to your leader, and we'll have a talk.
Yes, you will come with me as leader to talk with the other leaders.
So we'll come along at the assigned time, and I'll talk to your leader. All right.
Yes, I am the leader, and you will talk with me there. Thank you.
Hey, Rita! I just need to stop here for a moment. My customers are on the train. They want to see the war penguins.
Oh, well, you can't just see the war penguins. You know that.
You can't
there's
see the
show penguins, and there's the war penguins.
They want to see both kinds of penguins. I've been talking about both kinds of penguins.
You're never supposed to mention the war penguins.
I didn't know war penguins were a secret.
No, look, now they're getting testy.
I assume they're always testy.
Well,
they're war penguins.
Your people should stay on the train. That's all I'm saying.
Mommy, I want to touch a war penguin.
I can see now why there are rules about war penguins.
All right, well done, everyone. Pretty impressive. I never heard of war penguins. All right, here we go. Here she is. Good old Bladivan. See her down there? It's a little rough for wear.
It's been so long.
It looks so small.
We're up high. Yeah.
Bringing us down.
Compared to the army we're about to face, it's also very small.
All right, I'll give you all a little space. You know, first time back at the Bladivan. You know?
So many memories.
I'll be here at the plane if you need me.
I was never able to drive this correctly.
Do you know how to drive?
Not well, no.
Okay. That would make it harder.
Yeah.
You know who was great at it? Was Sneagol.
Oh, Sneagol was great at it. Oh, I wonder whatever happened to poor old Sneagol. Well, let's see what's inside the Bladivan.
So you open the door. It's a little hard to open. It's been dented, and obviously someone tried to repair it, and it squeaks open. And you see the same hallway. You see the door to the kitchen where it's still blown out. The wall was blown out from the explosion. And, there's the same hallway with the six doors, one of which is the kitchen. And you don't see any sign of Sneagol.
Well, I guess I'll get baking. I mean, nothing ever happens in this kitchen when I bake.
I thought maybe we'd be able to use the Bladivan maybe to drive off into battle against the army, but this is our actual Bladivan, not an alternate version because of the giant gaping hole in the side of it.
Your foot hits something, Carter.
Oh.
You look down and it's Sneagol's hat and it's bloody.
Oh. Found a hat.
That's Sneagol's hat and it's bloody.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He might have just got hurt and dropped his hat. You know, sure, lots of people drop hats after, you know, hitting their head a little bit or something.
Getting hurt.
Minimally hurt.
Or horribly hurt. That happens too. And then people lose not just their hat, but their head.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Egerton. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Well, you can't make an army without breaking some eggs, or whatever that expression is. We lost a lot of people on the way, gained alternate ones. Guess it's silly of me to think that we'd still have a tiny little imp around, survived all the stuff that probably happened to him.
Yeah, it's very likely that he died, I think. The bloody hat, not seeing him anywhere. He was not necessarily the brightest imp. He got himself into trouble a lot. There's been a lot of wars, a lot of really dark, disturbing violence. So, yeah, I think you're probably right, Blatt. It would be a surprise if he survived and wasn't horribly, horribly killed at some point.
So, are you going to start on those fairy pies?
I'm going to get started on the fairy pies.
Okay, very good. Maybe there's something we can use to patch up the giant hole.
A door opens, and you see Snaggle backing out of it, dragging another door, struggling to pull it out into the center of the caravan, and does not notice you.
Snaggle!
Huh? Snaggle?
What?
Oh! Oh, no! Oh, what? Oh, you worship! Oh, I kiss your legs! I kiss your knee! I can't kiss any higher! Oh, you worship! Oh, you're alive! Oh, sorry! Oh, brush off your knee! Oh, it's a little damp! Oh, sorry! Oh, Darcy! Oh, Darcy!
Snaggle, it's so good to see you!
Oh, thank you!
Well, how are you alive?
Oh, well, one of me isn't. Well, okay, 137 of me are not alive, but I am.
So you're another alternate Snaggle.
Oh, no, I'm the Snaggle, I think. But wait, which Darcy are you?
I don't know anymore. I'm the Darcy that was in this Blatta van when the slide blew out of it.
Oh, did you open the apple? Yeah, it's that Darcy. Okay. It's the Darcy that opened the apple and killed everyone in Paradox. It's Darcy! Oh, Darcy, it's good to see you. Oh, Eggsy! Which Eggsy are you? Oh, I'm the same Eggsy that I always was. I'm Egerton. It's so nice to see you again, Snaggle. I'm not even going to try and figure it out because it won't happen. Oh, Blatt, it doesn't matter which Blatt you are. I'm just glad you're back and alive.
I am the original Blatt that you knew, Snaggle. And
loved.
Was when I thought he was dead. Let's try and keep things professional.
Did we ever sing the friend song, you and I?
Yes, but I still don't think you know what that was!
I kiss your knees! Darcy, you owe me 5 credits. I told you they did that.
Okay, all right.
It's literally just a song!
Yeah.
It's not a metaphor!
Mm-hmm, no problem. I'm with you. Wink.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard, and players Michael Howey, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Dialogue editing by Michael Howey. Transcription by Michael Howey and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Becky Arenavar and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Okay, so we've done this in the past where we're going to do a bunch of cutscenes.
No.
I'm not interested. I wish to go to sleep.
I do want to use this so someone can hear.
Sorry.
Because like in the show, Darcy's so supportive, no. Keeps it moving. But now you get to hear what happens.
I'm not interested in this, and I don't want to subscribe to your newsletter. Mm-hmm.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors at Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. A large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy. Creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.